6 minutes past the hour. This is the Craig Folly Show on 101.9 WDET. Thank you very much for joining me on this Tuesday in Detroit. And voters in the state have a huge decision to make in November, not just for governor and, of course, secretary of state and all those other races that are going to be on the ballot, but the one proposal that they're going to be looking at is whether or not to hold a constitutional convention here in the state of Michigan. It's been since, I believe, 1963 that we have tinkered with our constitution here in the state. What does it mean if we do this? How long of a process will it be? And how many things will actually be open to scrutiny if indeed the Constitution is opened up? Well, here to explain all this for us is Eric Lufer. He's the Director of Local Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. And Eric, welcome to the studio. Pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay. How big a can of worms are we talking about here?
Well, this affects everything that has to do with government in Michigan. State government, local government, the universities, everything, the school systems, everything. So it's a big can of worms.
Yeah, and so does this include laws that have been passed, criminal law and things like that, or would that stuff stay on the books, or is it possible that they could even rethink those things?
Well, the laws would stay on the books, and they would continue as the Constitution changes and the laws that were based on that Constitution changes. There would be room for future cases to say maybe this should be interpreted differently. But all the laws would remain as is, and we would just move forward.
Oh, okay, so that's an interesting point, though. If say, the Supreme Court makes a decision based on the Michigan Constitution, or an attorney general issues an opinion based on the Michigan Constitution right now, if we reopen it and change the Constitution after this next election, would then those decisions be open to reinterpretation?
They certainly would, yes.
Wow. Okay, so this is potentially pretty major. The interesting thing to me, though, is it seems the only thing we're talking about so far in the build-up to this is the cost. We've heard anywhere from $30 to $50 million that opponents of this are throwing out there as the cost, something that they say the state can't afford. What are they basing these numbers on?
As I understand it, they've taken the numbers from the last Constitution. You mentioned 1963 is when we adopted that. They did work from 1961 to 62, and then we voted in 1963. So they took those numbers and extrapolated them forward. As I think about it, and I've not done any real research, but as you think about the issues, you think that today we have computers, we have the internet, we have how many secretaries have lost jobs in companies because they're just not needed to do the work anymore. So much of the cost back then was based on the manpower to produce the pages of paper, to look at amendments and versions of documents. And today that can just be done so much more efficiently. So I don't know what the right cost is. And also we don't know, how long it would take and what kind of meetings they would hold. Would they be traveling throughout the state to hear from different parts of the population? So there's a lot of unknowns, but we have to account for the technology and the efficiencies that we've gained over the last 50 years.
Now, are the people who are in favor of this, many of them saying that this might be the only way to really solve some of the intractable problems that we have here in the state, some of the actions that the legislature maybe has been unwilling to take on, the structural changes that many say we need here in the state, are they overselling what can be accomplished by this?
No, absolutely not. As I said, this affects everything that has to do with government. So the playing rules for the legislature, the playing rules for the executive branch, the structure of the Supreme Court and the lower courts would all be up for play. So ultimately, we look at the structural budget problems and the going-ons between the legislature and the governor. A lot of that is political. You have to have the political will to take a hard vote and up or down on certain measures. But everything would be up for grabs, and we could change the rules completely.
Well, from your analysis, and I know that the Citizens Research Council has written at least, I believe, 13 papers so far on the prospect of a state constitutional convention. Are there certain elements of this that are particularly intriguing to you as to how we'd work them out?
I think the biggest one is that we've written so much tax limitation and revenue limitation into our Constitution that a constitutional convention would be doing a lot of work of the legislature and really digging into the nitty-gritty of tax code and how should we have our income tax graduated or flat rate. How do we limit property taxes? It's so much in the Constitution, you can't just make a simple change to fix that. And when you start doing that, now you're changing the money that people pay out of their pockets, and that creates fear among the population that the change won't be for the better.
Well, this is likely to be a highly, highly politicized environment around the rewrite of the state constitution. And as you mentioned, the fear that's out there, when we witness the way that we handle big ticket legislative items, let's just look at the healthcare debate. So much misinformation being spewed out there about all of this. Is there any way to avoid that type of a situation when you're doing something like this?
Just keeping it out in the open, I think, so the people can see the due process that's going on, the public hearings, to not have decision-making behind closed doors. We know that that happened 50 years ago, that there was a great deal of openness to their process, and we could hope that the same holds true this time around if such a convention is held.
But this is a big document, and ultimately it falls on the voters to approve whatever changes are come up with by whichever team is designed to put this together. So is that the right situation? I mean, obviously you have to leave it up to voters, but how many of them are going to read through the entire Michigan Constitution as it's rewritten? I mean, that's a daunting task for voters, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very daunting task for anyone. I spend my life doing this and have trouble from time to time reading through the whole thing and understanding how it's been interpreted. So to read a new document and try to guess how it would be interpreted is doubly troubling. But there are groups like the Citizens Research Council that tries to put it in plain language. We would suppose that the media would play a strong role in trying to get the word out, trying to help people understand all the issues before them.
Have you looked at this, though, and seen anything that you think is an obvious fix that could be made to this Constitution that would change things for the better?
The most obvious fix is that we have provisions in our Constitution that just don't apply anymore. The Constitution says that you have to be 21 to vote. We know that's not true. It says that the legislature shall be redistricted based on population and land area. And shortly after we adopted the new Constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court said you can only use population. It has to be one man, one vote. So there's a handful of provisions like that.
Well, that's the easy work.
That's the easy work. And it could be done today through amendment if anybody took the initiative to do it. The other things, you know, people have their opinion on what the best way to go. We know that we would be looking at how we elect or how we choose Supreme Court justices, should they be elected or not. We would look at local government and things like that. So I don't think any of it's really easy. We can identify what those issues are pretty easily.
Well, and is it a dangerous time to do something like this, given the level of voter discontent that seems to exist out there right now? Is this the right time to really address something like the Constitution, when you could have some very politically charged decisions being made out of maybe fear or anger based on the current political and economic climate?
I suppose that's true, but you know, we tend to be pretty partisan throughout the history of our nation. We tend to view the current situation as the worst it's ever been. But then when you go back and look at the history books, and things have been politically charged for a long time. In 1961, when we chose to open up the Constitution, we are coming off a pretty bad recession, the worst in Michigan since the Great Depression. We've now surpassed that with our current one. But things were pretty politically charged back then, too. But we had some statesmen rise to the occasion, and we would hope that we would find some statesmen today as well.
My guest right now is Eric Lufer, Director of Local Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. We're talking about the prospect of a constitutional convention here in the state. Voters will be deciding on whether or not they want to reopen the Constitution on Election Day this year. It's something that is done every 16 years. Automatically, it appears on the ballot. Is that something that's necessary, by the way?
I think it's a good thing. We're not putting our Constitution on autopilot and just hoping it continues to work into the future. We're coming back to it over a pretty long period of time, 16 years, and saying, do you think it's still working? And the last two votes we've had were pretty decisively, yes, it's working just fine. Let's just let it run its course. But it's not, it's a healthy exercise to look at it from time to time and say, is it working the way we want?
Any gut feelings on whether or not the public's going to vote to reopen this thing?
Well, I don't have done any polling.
Just a gut feeling.
The gut feeling is that people are afraid of change and they're going to say this isn't the right time, but that's just a gut.
Well, that's all I was asking for, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining me. Eric Lufer, again, Director of Local Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. If people want to read the reports that you've done so far, are they available online?
Yes. Our website is www.crcmich.org, and all of the papers are there. We have 15 in total, and there will be one more that just summarizes everything, a Reader's Digest version of what this is all about.
Well, very good. And it's good information for people to have as they go to the booth in early November. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And we will revisit this before Election Day, a number of different fronts, so we certainly appreciate it. This is the Craig Folley Show on 101.9 WDET.